Welcome to the 1 Minute Writer Podcast, the podcast partner to the 1 Minute Writer blog. I'm C. Beth. Today is April 26th, 2009, and this is the 1 Minute Writer Podcast number 3. It's been a while since I've done a podcast, so good to be back actually talking with you instead of just writing with you. And you may hear some kids in the background. I'll warn you about that today. Hopefully you'll enjoy hearing the sounds of little kids, but if you don't enjoy it, I apologize for the distraction. Every day on the 1 Minute Writer blog, readers are given a writing prompt and 60 seconds, more or less, to respond to it. One of the responses is named as the 1 Minute Writing of the Day. Today I'll be reading 5 writing prompts from the blog with their winning responses. These will all be prompts and responses from January. The first we have is from January 12th, and I actually polled the readers with several options so that the readers could choose the 1 Minute Writing of the Day on January 12th. It was one that I had trouble choosing. There were several really good responses, and it's kind of nice to see what you as the readers would like to see as the special writing, the 1 Minute Writing of the Day. I would do it more often, except that it takes a little while to get it all set up, and I'm not usually looking for things to add more time to my daily blogging, but it's kind of fun to do it every once in a while. The prompt on January 12th was history. If you could live for a year at a different time in history, what time would you choose? The writer who won the poll was Sarah, and her response was, "Though I am quite content with my modern marvels, I would love to live in an earlier time if I could go back as a man. For how could I stop the cruel injustice of the witch trials as a mere woman? How could I pal around with the likes of Galileo and H.P. Lovecraft unless I could stay out late with them and not have people make assumptions about my lifestyle? So many points in history would be a glorious moment to explore, were I afforded the modern rights I have to explore them." I thought Sarah's response here was insightful and entertaining and just a really great 1 Minute writing. And I think that the readers did a great job choosing hers as the 1 Minute Writing of the Day. Next, I'd better take care of my baby, pause this, and come back for January 14th. All right, on January 14th, we had the writing prompt, laugh. What is the last thing that made you laugh out loud? The 1 Minute Writing of the Day was written by Becky with an I, and she wrote, "I had given my 7th graders a progress report reflection to do. They were to look at their grades and write about their strongest and weakest points in class and how they could improve. One sweet young man with not the best spelling skills wrote quite a bit about how he isn't good at taking tests, except he spelled it T-E-S-T-E-S. I have trouble with my testes. Testes always confuse me. I want to improve my testes." I just thought this was hilarious, and I would love to sit in Becky with an I's class and hear some of this stuff in person, because I know that teaching 7th graders, while it sometimes can be frustrating, it must also be highly entertaining, if this young man is any indication. Great job, Becky. Next we have the prompt from January 15th, 2009. The prompt was cry. What is the last thing that made you cry? This one was an interesting one because we got a lot of really raw and vulnerable responses. And I really appreciated the willingness of the readers and writers of this blog to be willing to share those things. It was a touching day to be reading the responses. The winner this day was Janet. Janet said, "My 11-year-old son came home from school yesterday and was greeted by his little 3-year-old brother who adores him. Big brother bent down and looked little brother in the eye. He said, 'I missed you.' Little brother gasped and said, 'You did?' as he wrapped his little arms around his hero's neck. Genuine and heartfelt love always makes me cry, and writing about it has made me cry all over again." I loved this response, and as my kids get older, I love watching them interact with each other as siblings and can't wait until they get old enough to show even more appreciation for each other like Janet's kids have done. Great job, Janet. The next one we have is from January 18th. The writing prompt was book. Write a 1 minute review of the last book you finished reading. Mark won the 1 minute writing of the day contest, and he wrote The Reapers by John Connolly. Not so much about bringing in the harvest, unless the harvest is souls. It's about two men who make their living by killing, but they have morals and they're funny and you want them to win. Then the tables are turned and they're trapped, and then the big surprise is, oh, time's up. I guess you'll have to read it for yourself. I liked how Mark built up suspense in his little one-minute review. It was a review that told us what the book was about without telling us too much and actually made me kind of interested in the book. So great job, Mark. Lastly, on today's podcast, we have the prompt from January 26th. This prompt was ink. If you have tattoos, describe one of them. If you don't, what would your tattoo look like if you ever got one? Once again, we have Sarah who won. Sarah has won so many one-minute writings of the day because she just comes up with a lot of brilliant writing. Sarah wrote, I do have a tattoo. And she actually included a link to this tattoo, so if you'd like to look at the prompt on January 26th, you can check that out. Let me start again. I do have a tattoo. It's a phoenix. However, I was going to get a bat for the first 5 years that I wanted ink. I thought of myself as a dark person who only came out at night. I had severe insomnia and depression and felt that the bat was the perfect representation of who I was inside. But then I was reborn. I started my life anew in a new state with new friends and a new school. I immediately changed my perspective on who I was. I was a phoenix. Reborn, brighter and more beautiful than I ever was before. I got this lovely bird on my 27th birthday a little over a year ago. Sarah, what a beautiful story, and just so encouraging for, I'm hoping that those who read it who might be at a really difficult place in their lives were encouraged reading about somebody who was able to come out of that, and I just think it's great what a wonderful story and what meaning you have behind that tattoo. Well, thanks for listening again to the 1 Minute Writer podcast. And before I close today, I just want to thank everybody who comes to the blog, whether you come every day or a couple times a month, or maybe it's your first time. I love the response that we have gotten with the 1 Minute Writer. I get to read a little bit of your souls as I read what you've written. And I just love that people take the time to come and respond to the writing prompts. And I hope that those of you who do that are finding a little bit of inspiration to help you continue in your writing. Be sure to visit the 1 Minute Writer at 1minutewriter.blogspot.com. You have 1,440 minutes a day. Come on, you know you want to use one of them to write.